In the Old Testament, God led the Israelites out of slavery and bondage in Egypt in a very unique way. He led them by a column of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. Neither the column of cloud by day nor the column of fire by night ever left its place in front of the people, except when the column of cloud and pillar of fire moved behind the Lord's chosen people to stand between them and the enemy, Pharaoh's chariots and charioteers who were in hot pursuit. The Bible says the pillar of fire became dark so that the enemy couldn't benefit by the light. And then, in the fourth watch of the night, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the pillar of fire upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic. In the fourth watch of the night. Well, it's almost the fourth watch of the night. Whatever time it is, it's pretty late anyway. In an ideal situation, we would be celebrating this vigil just as the Bible says, during the fourth watch of the night, which is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., just before dawn, the exact time the Bible says that Mary Magdalene came to the empty tomb. And in the darkness of this truly blessed night, the Lord cast through the pillar of fire a glance that threw our enemy, the devil, into a panic. Deacon John sang so beautifully for us tonight in the Exultet, "Now we know the praises of this pillar." This is the night, he sang, that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. Tonight, as we walked into the church, we were just like the Israelites who so many years ago were led by a pillar of fire out of slavery and bondage. Our enemy, Satan, was thrown into a panic and destroyed. And we are free. You know, many years later, after the chosen people returned to Jerusalem from their exile in Babylon in the 500s BC, the priest Ezra prays this: "In your great mercy, O Lord, you did not forsake your people in the desert. The column of cloud did not cease to lead them by day on their journey, nor did the column of fire by night cease to light for them the way by which they were to travel." We can pray the same. The pillar of fire doesn't ever grow dark for us. The Lord never forsakes us on our journey. He continues to light the way and lead the way. The Bible says that the pillar of fire could be seen by the whole house of Israel at all stages of their journey. That's important. The pillar of fire, Lumen Christi, can be seen at all stages of our journey to heaven. That is so important to remember. Because there might be some dark days, some difficult days, days that we struggle with sickness or fear or discouragement or depression or abandonment. But in the darkness, there is one light leading the way. And that light is Jesus Christ. He is the pillar of fire that leads us into the promised land. The light of Christ can lead you out of any trouble or sickness. He can lead you through any fear, anxiety, distress. The light of Christ can lead you even through death. As the Israelites were led by a pillar of fire into the promised land, So we too are led by the pillar of fire, the Paschal candle, into the church in both senses, physically, as we did literally tonight, and spiritually. The pillar of fire leads us into the church. And tonight at this Easter Vigil Mass, we are overjoyed to have with us Anna Arns and Catherine Anderson, who will be received into full communion with the Catholic Church. They are already part of our family through the sacrament of baptism. But tonight, after making their profession of faith in all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God, they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and the sacrament of confirmation. And then they will receive, for the first time, the Lord's true body and blood in Holy Communion. They have been on a journey to this blessed night their whole lives. Some parts of that journey have been easy, and some parts of that journey have been difficult. You can recall what those easy parts and what those difficult parts are on your own personal journeys. You can decide whether making your first confession was easy or difficult. You can decide whether going to RCIA class every Thursday night and listening to me for an hour was easy or difficult. Some parts are easy, and some parts are difficult. But the pillar of fire, Jesus Christ, has led them into his church tonight. Physically, because they walked with us, and spiritually. And Anne and Catherine, the Lord promises that you will always be able to see the pillar of his divine fire at all stages of your journey. The light of Christ, the pillar of fire, will never forsake you on your journey to heaven. Why? Because Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.